At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Clocks Running Podcast, everything flag football officials. Stud Finder works. Good. I'm your host, Jacob.
And I'm Ed.
Welcome back. It's been a minute.
Oh, man.
Took a week off. I took a week off.
I mean,
you went down the interview rabbit hole. Talk to me. What's going on, man?
Oh, you know, not a whole lot. I don't feel like you have taken a week off in a while, first and foremost. Like, you know, I want to give you some flowers. How many tournaments did you just pump out in the last month?
First of all, let's not ever refer to it as pumping them out. We're going to get canceled before we even get to our guests. Jeez. No, USA Flag had four tournaments in the last 6 weeks. A lot of travel, a lot of fun, a lot of adventures, a lot of pumping, according to you. It's been a really good time.
Nice. Well, let's just get right into it, because we got one of the biggest names in flag football. I mean, this guy has been around for 30-35 years in the game, I feel like.
At minimum.
Minimum, right?
They say this guy, I don't want to get him canceled. I had a whole. I could have ran with something right there. But I'm going to tell you, the man, the myth, the legend. Bring Mr. Law back into the room. From his
steering
wheel with his drink. What are you drinking, man?
Chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk. The breakfast of champions. You know they say that makes you hit a baseball harder.
Who's ever said that?
I did not
actually.
That.
I just saw recent studies.
Nobody.
from UrbanDictionary.com showed that drinking chocolate milk will make you hit a baseball harder.
Law, have you ever played baseball in your life?
I grew up playing baseball. That's why I have such a wonderful arm.
What position did you play?
Catcher.
Yeah, you did.
That's the one I catch.
Yeah, okay. Explain. Okay.
I see where this show is going tonight. I definitely see where this show is going.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. It wasn't catcher like that. I meant catcher at baseball game.
Yeah, okay. Welcome back.
Yeah.
And that moment was brought to you by Tacky Bar.
Oh, man.
Situation, get out of one with a Tacky Bar. Hit my guy Kevin McDonald up. These promos, they come and go so easily.
Wait a minute. Hold on, though. Man. You're not getting yourself out of a sticky situation with Tacky Bar. It adds stickiness to the situation. Right?
Don't ruin my promo, dude. You just totally pee-peed in my cornflakes, man.
I don't know. You eat cornflakes?
Who doesn't?
Law, do you eat cornflakes?
He drinks chocolate milk. Of course he does.
I haven't eaten cereal in a while.
4 score and 7 years?
What do you eat for breakfast, man?
What's on the breakfast menu?
Fast till lunchtime.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wow, that's cool.
I'm one of those. It's not cool, but yeah, I skip breakfast, go straight to lunch. Look at Jacob judging me.
He did. He gave you such a judgmental look. It was wild.
Breakfast. What is second breakfast? 11sies. Morning tea. Lunch. Afternoon tea. That's all the Lord of the Rings. I'm just kidding. All right. Hey, let's talk San Diego. Talk to us.
Yeah.
You know, we brought some hardware home. We blew a few games. Like, what? Talk to us about how the tournament went for you. You had to walk 17 miles to get to the fields.
Bro, first of all, the fields itself were amazing, though. I love nice grass. So to play on, like, quality grass was solid. Like, it was fun. Easier on the joints, muscles, all that stuff. We love that part. But getting to the field literally took, I don't know if it was 20 minutes or 30 minutes. Like,
15, 20 minutes, yeah. And if you
wild.
Stop. Yeah.
You have to stop because Abdullah has his tent, and you're not passing there without having a 45-minute conversation with him.
So what you're saying is if you didn't arrive an hour early, you were late.
Facts. You got to support like our local – you got to support our local vendors, right? He got gloves, all that stuff. We got to show some love.
Yeah. Shout out to Scam You Right.
Hey, no disrespect to my brother.
First of all, you're not going to talk about our brother like that, okay?
Thank you.
No, I love doing it, man. Hey, so, La, let's get right into it, because I don't care about how far you walked. That means nothing to me. I was enjoying, you know, myself here in sunny Ohio, but what I did notice is L-A-W should really spell D-B-U.
Why'd you yell? we're all right here together.
Because you...
Okay.
Let's
see what this is.
Yeah, that was terrible reception.
Good grief, dude. Your Boost mobile phone just went out.
I'm in Sacramento somewhere.
You're where?
Sacramento.
Isn't that the capital of California?
It is.
Hey, so. Somebody finished fifth grade.
I watched Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Hey, those questions are hard.
Yes, they are.
Bro, but walk us through that, man. I mean, when was the last time you actually had an interception in the game?
God, I mean, every tournament. I usually have one a game or one every other game. But, you know, it's tough being one of the best DBs in the world. You know, there's a lot of things you got to put in place, a lot of players you got to put in the right situation, call defense properly based off down in distance, game situation. There's a lot that take place. So to be able to make a big play like that for the team at that moment was pretty fun. It was pretty exciting. They were throwing the back shoulder curls a lot throughout the tournament, not just that game. And I was splitting between the curl and helping with, like, digs and anything mid-level. But it was third and cone, and I just took a gamble. If you hit me with a stop and go – I would have been cooked, and we would have lost the game. But I got lucky with gambling.
Okay, so just to be clear, you stated that you're one of the best DBs in the world. I have somebody that might disagree with you. You might have missed it, but La just said he's one of the best DBs in the world.
What's up,
Unc? He said he's one of What's happening, baby?
Hey, welcome.
Are y'all drinking? Are y'all playing like what's that game? Two truths and a lie, or
that's right.
We're talking about like this world, alternate Earth. Is this an anime conversation?
Well, he's drinking chocolate milk, and we know how he feels about chocolate. So
yeah, we heard.
And he's over here making, I mean, strong statements like that, kind of about, you know, as strong as his bones are from drinking that chocolate milk.
It's got to be laced with something, because Lawrence Roman, if I pronounce that right, is a really good DB. Best in the world. I know a guy named J-Day. So unless Lawrence, it means J-Day in Swahili.
No. Wait, hold on. I did not say I'm the best DB in the world. I did not say that. I am one of the best.
One of the best DBs.
Backpedal.
Yeah, that's
back.
A move.
No, I said I'm one of the best.
One of the best. Like,
yeah, I think. Oh, shit.
That's top
J-Day,
five.
J-Day's incredible.
Wait, so you mean yeah, so we're... that's top five, top 10, top 50, top 1,000?
top
17,000?
Would you say
whatever you want? Yes. Top what?
30, no, listen, 35 and up DBs, I got you in the top 15. How about that?
There you go. I like that.
I'm 34.
Back to 17,000, man.
That's the best. That's the best comment of the night.
I was trying to look out for you. I tried.
Tried to help you out a little bit. Okay, but to be real, Law, was it a bad Godby throw, or was it really good on your part?
So Godby, obviously, you guys know, is a really good quarterback in Florida, and he travels. His team does really well. I just think we played really good defense, not just that game, but all tournament. We were only giving up maybe two scores a game, a couple shutouts, or maybe not shutouts, but at least just giving up one score. But our defense was clicking really well. So I think it was just good defense on that play.
Okay, fair enough. Now, I noticed in this tournament, you guys kind of split a little bit. There was 7-11 and Curry Bombers. How do you make the decision as a captain to have Bobby at quarterback over your own brother, Nick?
That's a great
so
question.
Nick has a team called 7-11. He has a bunch of his boys that he plays with. And then we have Bobby and a bunch of other guys that we play with. There's just a ton of talent in the Bay, right? There's a ton of talent.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything, and seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
You've seen Elephant Boys, you've seen 7-Eleven, you've seen Curry Bombers, but we all kind of like just play wherever. So Nick plays with 7-Eleven. Bobby's played with us. Bobby also plays with 7-Eleven. Bobby also plays with Elephant Boys. A lot of our players, like Mar, I don't know if you know Mar and Sean and all Parm, we all play with, or they all play with different teams. So
to answer let me your question,
it just depends on the team need.
So let me ask this at Worlds, what are we doing? Because 7-Eleven and Curry Bombers are in 5 Pro.
Yeah, I got a follow-up question too. That's a great question, Jacob.
Correct. So same. I mean, same. Nick will have his team play at 7-Eleven, and then me and Parm will have a team with Curry Bombers.
Sir, get Nick on the show right now.
You didn't answer his question, though.
Get Nick on the show right now.
You skirted around that very politically.
Dude, good grief. Ask, yeah, you salsa right around.
What team is Rabbit play on?
Wait, you
what
asked.
Team is Rabbit play on?
So you guys are not
first playing
all, together
Rabbit is
Worlds?
One of the funniest guys in the world.
He says a lot.
At Worlds, we'll have multiple teams. Right. Yeah, we're actually.
No,
that back.
What team is?
Hold on. Let me.
Right,
me and Nick are playing together at Worlds.
Okay.
For what?
What team is Rabbit on right now?
For over 35, and you're not supposed to be on the team.
for Rabbit, I don't know what team he's on. You gotta ask him.
Okay. Well, let me ask this. If
but to answer your question though, me and.
Wait. I'm sorry.
So me and Nick are playing together in the Olympic division.
Okay.
And if you had to play TDR right now, tonight, in the Bay, best 2 out of 3.
Ooh.
Give me your 9 players. Give me 10 players right now. Don't skirt, don't dance. Wow. Don't moonwalk. Give me 10 players, please.
From the caddy, in the wife beater.
Yeah.
Unk's coming from downtown.
Going to get my kid. When I got a tank top on, it's all live.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Law, I'm going to give you a second to come up with those 10 players. But let me just say this. TDR isn't even a team anymore.
Whoa. That's you want to put money on
it? That's the team.
I mean,
the Curry Bombers ain't a team anymore either.
Sucks. That's crazy.
The Curry Bombers ain't a team anymore either. They're Curry 7-11 elephants. So
you just saw us just win.
I just saw TDR play.
You handed us the trophy.
Yes, I did.
You did do that.
So TDR is kind of like Voltron or the bat signal. If you see that Unk signal in the air, TDR will form immediately. So it just happened.
Okay, but is TDR going to have a quarterback from Texas this time around like they did last year?
Oh!
I didn't even get my roster for TDR for the record, first of all. I didn't get my roster for TDR. I'll give a roster for my TDR once Law says who's playing for Curry. So would it be a quarterback in Texas, or I don't know if a quarterback from Texas ever threw TDR for the record. That was YTG.
Eric Holiday. That's how they won fours in Tampa.
Oh, fours don't count. Talking
about
that,
we don't care about fours. That's like winning
eight. Or
like a nine man. I can win that up with my eyes closed. I can win 8-9 with my eyes closed. I did that already and got banned. So that's 4 minutes. It ain't five.
Okay, all right, Law. Answer Unk's question. What 10 players in fives apparently, because fours doesn't matter. In fives, who's Law bringing to beat TDR?
So our defense, which we had in San Diego, me, Parm, Malcolm, who's the big guy from light skin. He played at Hawaii. He's our safety. Sean and
he was good.
Mar.
That kid from Hawaii was good as hell too.
Yeah, he was good.
That kid from Hawaii is phenomenal. Yeah. You got that 1-3-1.
He's incredible.
That 1-3-1 that Curry
yep.
used, I stole it. So just talk about that little Law, but that's just fire. Like how y'all disguise it and stuff. I'm not gonna put it on here how they do it, but it's phenomenal for the record. How many players was that? Five?
Right on.
We got five.
Yeah, who's the fifth guy you said?
Sean, Parm, me, Malcolm, and Mar. Mar's the skinnier, light-skinned guy that was playing in the middle and killing the double pass. He's very shifty side to side. Great flag puller. Just a great team player. So that defense has good chemistry and a lot of turnovers.
Yeah, you guys move well without having to talk or say anything. That's different.
Yeah.
Chemistry matters in 5 minutes.
That's always been like a Curry
in chemistry, give me five more players.
Yeah. Let's hear the offense now.
And then on offense, man, I mean, against TDR, Nick always does phenomenal against YTG or any of those top teams. He's always scoring at will. So Nick, Javon, which is his best friend and also like his go-to guy, that's two. Man, I'll say Rabbit just because he's super fun and entertaining.
Says so a lot of bad words.
Yeah. He said the N word more than me.
He says a lot of bad words.
I can't say the word he says a lot.
Monica. He says Monica a lot.
But he backs it up though. He balls though. He plays hard. He plays real, real hard.
Yeah.
And then, man, there's just Malcolm back on offense because he's a two-way player. And then I'll say Parm. Parm plays offense too.
Nah, bro, you better bring Calhoun or somebody else.
That's the thing. Calhoun usually plays with like Ronan and stuff. And Calhoun's like.
He's gonna bring that eight.
All right. So look. So I'll give him respect. I'll give him props. He gave who he wanted on his squad.
I guess
he gave who he wanted. He gave who he thinks he's gonna jive best with.
I just wanted to see
who was throwing.
Yeah, I guess it's Nick.
Oh, Nick. Yeah, Nick.
Now, I do think it's interesting you put always Nick and Bobby. Nick,
I'll never. I mean, only one person can throw the ball, but yeah, there's nobody I think is better than Nick on the West Coast at all. So
I was making sure y'all weren't tweaking. If you had not said Nick, I was gonna call him. I call a snitch on you, but just say, hey, I got a shirt for you.
That's my brother for life, man. Like, no matter what anybody says or anything, that's my brother for life. Like, on and off the field.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Yeah, but who's your rush?
Sean.
Here we go. We're back.
He was in the middle.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he named Sean.
He's a great rusher. Okay. He's a great rusher. Him and Javon are great rushers.
He could catch Pablo.
Hell no.
If there's anybody that, I don't think anybody can catch Pablo. But if there's anybody that can or can contain him, he's our best shot.
And that moment was brought to you by Pablo.
If you guys know that can rush Pablo, please let me know.
It'll be a good game though. Yeah. Oh wait, it'll be a good game.
Yeah, there's
I just want to make sure there's no West Coast weirdness.
I mean, there shouldn't be because there's a couple East Coast teams that showed up to San Diego and won. And on top of that, I know Law won one championship, but you guys lost to your little brothers, Shark City.
Oof. Mm. We didn't. I've never lost to them. We didn't. I don't think we played them.
You didn't. You weren't in. You weren't in fours and aired out.
I did not play aired out, and I don't know if they played Shark City. Did they?
Mm-mm.
I wasn't there at all.
Oh,
for
no.
Aired out.
Mm-mm.
Oh
yeah. No, Shark City.
Yeah,
played,
I just played five.
Which one was that? Which one was Saturday? Semis?
That was
Shark City. 843 Elite in the championship.
Yeah. But I think.
Yeah.
Was that Saturday? Which format was Saturday?
That was aired out.
Because Shark City had a lot. There was a lot of Florida.
Aired out in Olympic.
Yeah. Aired out in Olympic were Saturday. Yep. Because we did fives and fours on Friday.
Duval City won on Saturday.
It was definitely a combo team for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. No, fair enough. So, Law, what else about this tournament stuck out to you, man?
Well, hold on. Before we advance to that, I actually don't think when Shark City won, I don't think they had the Florida guys for that format. I think it was all Bay Area guys.
No. Saturday was all Duval.
Wait, no.
No, Friday was fours with Duval.
Friday.
They left Saturday.
Friday was all Duval, my bad.
Saturday they had Afghanistan with them.
Saturday was all. The rest of the weekend was all Shark City. But Friday.
Yeah, because they.
Yeah, so they won with all Bay Area guys on Saturday.
They won, or they beat New Dynasty to go to the championship, right?
Yeah, and then
that was
the dive.
Yeah.
That was a great game.
Yeah.
That was insane. Triple overtime.
Yep.
Law standing right in the middle of the field.
Remind me to send you the clip.
I heard somebody got kicked off the sideline. And somebody got kicked off the sideline in his own state for causing a ruckus.
I don't know who.
You ever seen somebody on the sideline get five plays?
On whose sideline?
Jacob, because I love you, I won't even tell him what happened. You know what?
Go ahead, tell him. It's fine.
Nah, this is good show content. I'll give my version of it. So I'm sitting under the tent, and there's a ruckus. Jacob's like, I got it. I hear Law, and I hear Jacob, and I hear law. I hear five plays. I don't hear law anymore. That's my version of it.
That's the first time that's ever happened. But
in the history
be the last
of flag football.
That's crazy. So Law, you got five plays and you weren't even playing?
He did not get five plays.
He got kicked off the sideline.
He was in the middle of the field. I gently scooted him over just a little to the side. And he's like, "You're in front of all my friends kicking me off the field."
Yeah, come on, man. You know only clocks running can be on the field, bro. Clocks running and owns. That's it.
I'm retired. Clock's running only.
Hey, shout out Rock. He's watching here on YouTube live. He said Law's not good at multitasking, which I agree completely because we've noticed him. He's driving and now he's frozen. So.
Oh man.
Goes to Sacramento.
Maybe he'll be back.
And of course, they're froze with him smiling like that too.
That is a good picture.
Yeah, it is.
Somebody screenshot that shit. It's gonna be a t-shirt.
No.
Oh, he went away. Yep. Well, Unc, what we have you, man? Talk to us about San Diego. What stuck out to you?
Obviously the parking being far. We didn't know about that. That sucked, but. Once the players got there, the scenery and the fields were immaculate. Like, I was a little bit worried on Saturday when we got there. They had sprinklers on, so it was super wet. So I was worried about the field turning into a monster truck rally. But the grass was smooth. Like, that background is just ridiculous. And to be,
it's unreal.
You know, for the flag football world, to like, when you get there and you're walking through and you see archery and BMX and all kinds of stuff where you know Olympians train, like, it's a blessing. And then the football was really, really good. Like, I was a little bit, I'm biased, obviously. With the speed in Florida, so when we travel sometimes, the football ain't great, but the football was really, really good. And I didn't, like, when we were in the Bay last year, it was a little bit more chill this year. So as soon as, I want to say what team it was, as soon as 7-Eleven got there, they started rapping with, who was it? Was it Curry right away? Or I don't know who it was, but Rabbit got on somebody's head immediately. So, I mean, the trash talk was official during the game, before the game. And then, when the Bay's playing the Bay, like, it looked like a small chicken box. Like, you know how it is. Say if KOS playing YTG or TDR is playing Randy's team, what? Like, the chicken box was getting full with the Bay Area team, like, supporting both sides. It was pretty cool, like, to see how they stood up. And then when what was cool was, even though they argued and stuff, like, hell, if the Bay Area played a team not from there, they actually cheered for their own guys. It wasn't like a bunch of hate, this and that, for the most part, at least. So it was pretty cool. It was good football and just a good vibe for three straight days.
Yep. Agreed.
And the referees, we got the most compliments we've ever had on the refs. Shout out Jacob being black, because we get, the refs get hated on a lot and, sometimes with good reason, but we got the most compliments ever on the refs paying attention, knowing the rules and, being accountable. So that's really, really good.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lance.
Yes. I don't know. I never heard of him. Who's Lance?
Oh, he said Lance.
Lance Lou.
Lance.
No, you know.
LDL, baby.
LDL. LDL. it's funny, Unc. During tournaments and stuff like that, I definitely get, sometimes I'll get a message in the DMs about, can you answer this about a rule or whatever. So what was really funny about this tournament is some dude from Southern California sent me this massive message. Da, 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 the refs are getting it wrong. Da, 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 all this stuff. I said, did you look in the rule book? First and foremost, he said, yeah, look at this part of the rule book. So what this guy was doing is he essentially forgot a comma in his sentence. And so because he took the comma out of the sentence, it didn't make any sense to him. And he was like, yeah, that rule's taken out. If you look at this, and I'm like, no, at the bottom of the rule book, it says where rules have been fixed. And it said, remove, comma, in general rules. And he thought it meant remove in general rules, like take the rule away. So I had this whole conversation with him. he explained to me, because what he was saying is, this is how the ref did it. And I'm like, yeah, that's correct. The ref did it exactly right. And I know that law doesn't know this about the rules, but stop clock mechanic, instead of burning a timeout when you get a first down, you can actually let the clock stop at first down.
Yep.
Law, you knew that?
Of course I knew that.
That's why he calls a timeout every time.
Of course. Yeah. Without him. Well, hold on. The clock stops. What format are we talking about?
Any of them.
All formats.
Okay, so it stops until the refs are ready, and then they blow it in and it starts again, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do that in all our leagues and tournaments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Naturally.
Nobody does it.
Yeah. Everybody immediately calls a timeout.
Everybody calls timeout right away.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it in pro, I've seen it in amateur, it doesn't matter. As soon as you get that first down, calling the timeout.
Only person I've seen do it live is Randy Willard, and I was like, nope, you can't do that. And I called Jacob, and he was like, yes, he can. I learned it right then.
Yeah, that's funny. So La, now that you're back, I want to talk to you. You know, we just, after San Diego, we got the Associated Media together, top 25. Curry Bombers finally won a tournament. First time this year, and
first time we played in a tournament.
Finally,
it's
crazy work.
Is insane.
Oh, damn.
So y'all landed at number 31 outside of the top 25. Did you get a chance to look at the list?
Briefly, very very briefly.
All right, so I'm gonna run through it with you and us, and I just want I just want to hear what you guys have to say.
Hit the top ten. We're not gonna go line for line.
Yeah. Okay, Shrooms, Football and Finance, Goonies, Apex, ESS. SP Savages, God Bod, Space Mob, Remix, and Shark City. That's your top 10.
Who are the Goonies?
California. They're out your way.
Who was that second team, the Finance?
So like what have
attack the turn?
Football and Finance.
Goonies won.
Like the YTG spinoff.
Yeah.
Football. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Football.
Goonies won fives and sixes contact in the first Vegas.
And that's it?
And that's it.
It was.
And they're top five?
It was the biggest tournament of the year.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
What?
Biggest?
I got a question.
The biggest tournament of the year?
Yeah, not counting Tampa. We're not counting Tampa.
Biggest tournament of the year.
The first Vegas?
How many teams?
I feel like you're getting ready to pull a piece of paper and go, it says it right here. Yeah, there it is.
What y'all not going to do, y'all not going to question the AP list. My boy said what he said. I got you, Ant. See's up.
Hey.
Goonies is number one on the set.
All right. So my perspective.
They do wear blue.
I'll say this. My perspective. Good Lord. Plus three.
That's quality.
Okay. So I'll give my perspective. I don't vote on this either. Or handwrite it like that.
Shots fired.
Goonies. Face Mob. Who just won in San Diego.
And they won at ECN.
Okay. Hit it one more time for me. Give me the 10 real quick one more time.
Shrooms. Yeah, yeah. Shrooms, yep. Football and Finance.
Okay.
Goonies, Apex, ESS, Savages out of Philly.
Okay.
Godbods, Space Mob, Remix, Shark City.
Okay. All right. So about half of that list, not 100% certain they should be in the top 10.
Which half?
Facts.
You know, the half.
Jacob, don't. This isn't the Players Podcast. You got to actually answer the question, okay? Hey,
watch your mouth. You watch your mouth.
Yeah. Damn it. You leave Law's podcast alone. All right, so let's be honest. This is supposed to be based on pro teams, right?
Yeah. Yep. Pro and open.
I think open's a scapegoat. Because
what are we supposed to?
Yes, agreed.
Is it the team's fault? The defense when they play the team.
Okay. All right. So here's my thought. Because like Godbods, they're a good team. They're not a pro team. Face Mob, they're a good team. They're not a pro team.
In co-ed?
In any of them, yeah, they're not a pro team. Okay. Goonies, they're a good team. They're not a pro team. Remix, a good team. Not a pro team.
Hold on. Goonies beat New Dynasty. They beat the Bears in contact. They beat these teams in contact.
Who are the Bears?
The Bears is that Colorado.
They beat They beat the they beat the Carolina United team.
What?
Oh, we beat Carolina too. Twice.
I'm just thinking from a realistic, like, are these teams, if you gave them 10 tournaments, are they consistently signing up for pro if it's offered? Not open, but pro. I understand not faulting the team, and that shouldn't count against them if it's an open division. Completely agree with that. It's not their fault. However, if there's team or there's tournaments and availability for pro level play, and they're not signing up for that, they should not be merited with pro level credit. That was a whole lot.
Agreed.
Yeah.
That's I ain't gonna good. Hit on the list, but I That's feel fair. Like if Mark
I don't hate on it either.
Relo all sign up with five teams. I don't know if those 10 teams, five teams on the bottom of that list are going to even sign up if they see those teams are there. Personally, I don't know if they – I'm not saying they will be ducking the smoke, but I just know if whoever you think the average top 10 is, just the wish list, not from, you know, points. And I like the list. I love to post that shit because they make people want to practice. So keep doing that shit. But the bottom five of that, if we all got a better paycheck on the bottom five of that list to play Curry right now, I do that. All right. And Jacob, the bottom five of the top 10 list, just the bottom five teams, they got to play Curry right now. The Curry that was just playing in San Diego with Nick, who you picking?
Who was 10?
Okay, but so here's the thing. This list includes co-ed teams, which Law doesn't even have a co-ed team right now. And then contact
teams. Isn't he defending world champion?
I thought they were
Where are they? They haven't played anything.
They're traveling the world, literally.
we are traveling the world. We play internationally.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we don't count that in this list. If you want to talk about the competition that the Curry Bombers are facing in Vietnam, those are amateur teams.
I'm with you, and you're right.
Yeah, you got to fight that one. You ain't on there, brother. I gotta run. You ain't on there, family. Like, you playing new? No, I'm gonna just be quiet on that.
and speaking of that,
either.
Speaking of that, didn't the Curry Bombers lose in China?
Oh shit! I wasn't aware of that.
We didn't win it all. We only had like two or three Curry players, or maybe like two.
Here we go.
Here come the excuses.
Brother, we went across the whole world. It's expensive.
That is true. That's very Hey, but shout out to my guy Law. Months ago, he showed some little cool stuffed animal, and I was like, bring that home to me for my daughter. And my man delivered this past weekend.
Okay.
So shout out to my guy for being a man of his word. So even if he does come with the excuses, they're validated.
I'm with you there.
No, but now, Law, I know in, when was it, 2021 when y'all won in Oregon, that contact division?
21 or 22?
20, I think it was 22.
Was it that long ago? I thought it was 22.
Yes.
22. So,
excuse me. Yeah, it was 22.
So to answer Unc's question, let's line it up. Do you really think y'all could beat SP Savages in a contact game right now, currently?
Yes. Absolutely.
I would take Curry Bombers right now.
Wow. Absolutely.
Wait.
Best that's of three, Philly my team? Answer changes.
That's the Philly team?
Yes.
Yeah.
Best of three, my answer changes.
But for one game, one game,
right off the gate, yes, I take Curry Bombers.
Six is contact?
Five's contact.
Five
okay, but SP Savages won six is contact in ECN. And six is contact in Boston, and that's why they're in the top 10.
Law, can y'all play sixes?
It's aired out with contact.
Cool. I've never played.
I don't know. I think they have the better. I don't want to start nothing. They
okay.
Watch a lot of my. They,
oh.
Savage is watch. So I'm gonna just be.
I like the Savage quarterback. Question? He's solid. He's learning and he's growing. I like that about him.
Nick's better.
I think experience wise. What Law could put on the field for one game, I think to get through one game without knowing the other team, I think they would outplay him.
I don't think
you play a best of three, right. It's a different game.
I think because six is contact, are the linemen all open, available? I mean,
yes.
Not available.
Yeah. They're all, everyone's eligible.
I think Curry would take advantage of if there's any big dudes on the field trying to, you know, mollywop and make them have to cover. But I don't know what Curry's decision would be, but that would be the text messages I would send to Nick and Law if I picked them. I wanted them to win. Don't try to out muscle them to get punched in the face. Now I can't use can
okay,
stop them
absolutely.
So, but Law, can Parm set a block downfield? Like, is that feasible for him?
I hope not.
We don't even want to block. We'll just spread everything out and just have two quarterbacks back there, three quarterbacks. Yeah,
we just, style, baby.
You can't. Fly. Not in sixes. You can't.
Just
no,
let
no,
him.
No.
Okay.
No three. Damn it, we had it, Law.
Game.
Now I got it. That's why I'm the GM. Just let us work. There's no double passes in that. Just drop back and throw. Damn it.
That's what I'm saying. You have to have a line in sixes.
Eh, no.
He's got me and
No.
Yeah, we'll make it work.
Oh, now, Jacob, you're late.
Yeah,
you're lacing
yeah.
up.
I got Jacob and DK.
No, he's not doing that bullshit. He got to work. Hell no. He ain't
lacing
up a damn thing. No, sir.
Yeah,
he's got to work.
Yeah,
put
me and DK together.
Nah, nope. No, sir. No. And with sixes, technically, you could spread. This is a side question. What if you put six quarterbacks on the field that are also multi-purpose? You got to block then?
You don't have to.
I'm biased. If I put Pablo on the field, Belt, Mark, Keith, Emmy, Hoosh, and Law.
That'd be tough to stop.
Everybody just run routes. You got to cover now.
Yep.
In my opinion. I know you're going to say they can just
impossible
get Mark,
to stop.
Proven.
Impossible to stop. About,
I mean, not for a league, not for a – I mean, just one turn. For the record, just one tournament. We're not doing this multiple times. We got to get three wins and get the hell up out of there. That's me. That's just, you know, my that's my go-to whenever I say Florida can do contact. It's just one and done, though, like, and never again.
but unfortunately, I think – I'll just say this. In my opinion, from what I witnessed, maybe initially when YTG started playing fives contact, they were winning. They were making it happen, but – it kind of run its course. They lost in like the first round of the playoffs in Tampa this past year.
That was JV. That was JV. Come on now, like
Mark was on the field the entire game.
That's one. I mean, him by himself. I know he's a superhero, but
no, Mark.
If
I'm trying to think.
We are never taking contact seriously unless it's for a bag. I can't speak. I'm not going to say we. I'm sorry. I'm retired. They. My bad. Let me rephrase that. They. I'm retired. I don't want to hurt any feelings. I'm retired. Unless it's for a bag, they're not taking that seriously. We all know if we form Voltron, if you can go do it in 8-contact, I don't want to hear anything else about any smaller format. We can do it in any format. If we put all of our horses in that now, don't mention what happened at the end of the event, again, for the record, but if we put our mind to it, it can be done. And that's not me hating on any of the contact teams.
But it was for a bag. It was five contact at World.
They had just won 5 non-con, though.
Yeah. We did that. I promise you.
At that point, it was
my humble
gravy.
Opinion. I was working for the record. I was directing, so I don't know anything about rosters or who was playing. I didn't look at any of that for the record. But yeah. If you go look at that photo, then look at the championship photo for the other format, it ain't the same people. Because if all the dogs show up, here's the thing. This is my personal opinion, and I'm biased as hell. If all the Florida wolves show up, they go hunt. If not, if it ain't everybody else, there's wolves and there's sheep, so you got to protect. But if all the dogs show up, I like us. Over anybody. But I'm biased as hell, just so y'all know. I know those guys in real life. So I don't want to get any hate mail. But if you're really that mad, put a check up. Yeah. Love y'all, for the record. Now, back to law.
Nah, for sure. On this list. Yeah. Back to law. So, let's look at Shark City won 2 formats in San Diego. San Diego was there was a lot of competition out there. Now, Shark City, we'll call it what it is. It was Duval City. So it was a combination of High Five and Shark City. Can Law, with the Curry Bombers that he had in San Diego, line up against Duval City and win 2 out of 3?
Not Duval City, Shark City. We ain't giving them that credit. But the own team. That'd be Shark City, not Duval City. Okay, go ahead. Any city. Who you got, Law?
What was the question? It was okay, Duval City versus Curry Bombers?
The Shark City champions against Curry Bombers that were in San Diego. The teams that were there, if you would have had an opportunity to play in the championship, you think you walk away with the win?
We're probably 502 against them. And I'm we beat Shark City all the time. And they're a great group of dudes. So they're just a bunch of Bay Area folks. So Saturday, just to be clear, the team that won on Saturday was Bay Area.
Yeah, it was not the same. Yeah, absolutely.
That's true.
Okay, absolutely. Cool.
I just don't want to discredit them saying that they won with Florida guys. They won with Bay Area guys on Saturday.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Fair enough.
Not Friday. Yeah. But not Friday.
Friday.
But yeah, we beat them all the time, respectfully. Yeah.
When's the last time you beat High Five, respectfully?
The last time we played them, which was in San Diego.
Oh, I like it. You dropped respectfully in there smooth. You dropped that in there smooth, respectfully. Damn. Well played.
Because when High Five's in Florida, they got a roster. That's a pro roster.
Is Shark City a pro roster?
Yeah.
No, Shark City's a comp team. They're a contact comp team.
Whoa, hey, bro.
Hold on.
Because they loaded up.
Hey, Shark City, I didn't say y'all are a cop team, for the record.
Ant's the only one who did that.
Yeah.
A lot. Disagree with me.
He just said he's 502. He's not.
Wait, what?
And now he's asking what the question was so he can think of how to politically word it.
Yeah.
And he froze.
They're a combination of a pro team and an elite team.
How does combo? What's the first 3 letters in combination?
They have some pro Florida, players. And they have some elite players.
Elite? What's elite? What is that? What's elite stand
for?
It's pro, elite, comp, rec.
Yeah, elite should just be called scared of pro.
Also known as
Respectfully.
I'm gonna be banned from the damn West Coast. That's what y'all.
Hey, man, look, I'm from the West Coast, man, but I'm going to call it how I see it.
On the set.
Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, so Law said you're in Shark City, 502. Jesus Christ. What's the next thing?
It's a lot of games.
That's a lot of ass taking. It's a belt to ass.
Oh, okay, let's put a real challenge in there. How about the new and improved ESS? Tronky, Pablo...
what's the new
one? Rock and Devon.
ESS Elite. That's what I'm going to say it.
They are tough. Dude, this Boost mobile phone of his.
Sacramento is the worst place to be driving.
My boy in Sactown.
I mean... He probably also just trying to skate around these questions, though.
I mean, yeah, that was stumbling. My boy doing the I can't hear a L-A-W-D-A.
What's he doing?
Whoa. There it is. Wow.
There,
mic check. Maybe.
There you go.
Mic check.
Yeah, now we got you. Okay.
Oh, no, I was asking what happened to Supreme.
Brandon Brandon's arm or forehead. I don't know.
Brandon's on IR.
Yeah.
And I don't know about Jake and Jake's quarterback for them anymore, but if he's not, he's going to be with the 14. I know Brandon's hurt, but I haven't heard much about. I don't know. I'm not on the jersey scene, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, but Rock and Devon have played with ESS now a few tournaments. So.
Yep, and played well. Is Duke still with them?
Yes.
Oof. Yeah.
Devon and Rock are also Curry Bombers, just so you know.
Oh, come on. Get out of here, man. That's crazy.
Are they Curry Bombers or 7-11?
Yeah, he played with us in New York when we won New York.
And that
played with Curry Bombers when we played in New York last year.
Yeah, and there were... There were three teams signed up in that division, and Deuce Dutch was the ref, so we can't count that. Man.
Yeah.
Wait, that was a pretty good Deuce.
Thank you.
Hey, so the last thing I got to bring up before you go in and out again. All right, so so grown ups with a. They were a little upset about the top 25, and they made a bold statement on Instagram, and they said, we're challenging, we're going to pick the team that won fives in San Diego first in Tampa. And guess who that is? Curry Bomber. Yeah, he did. Yep.
I'm going to text my dog.
So he said, because I told him San Diego was a bigger tournament than Boston.
Oh, okay.
And so he said, then we're gonna pick whoever won fives in San Diego to play first in Tampa.
All right. I'm gonna be on that draft.
So what do you think about that matchup? Grown ups, Curry Bombers.
It's a good matchup.
I'm a Nico fan. He's like my nephew, so I talk to that kid a lot. I'm gonna let Law pick first because he's back on here.
Yo, my bad. I'm good now.
You good. The team you bring into Tampa, can you beat grown-ups?
Yes. But also grown-ups, that's like our brother's team too. Those are my boys.
Oh, so what does that mean? You take it easy on them? What does that mean?
No. It'll be a good game. It'll be a real good game. Real good game.
What's the final score?
How do you – yeah, final score.
Hold up. What are you drinking now?
And why is your steering wheel so big? What the fuck?
you just went from chocolate milk to Pedialyte? Good God.
Dude, I got an iron stomach.
Are you bulking up?
Dude, you're going to have to pee so bad in about 20 minutes.
Well, my boy getting ready for Worlds.
Yeah.
That's why he keep cutting out. He got the bubble guts.
Yeah. got him.
Me gonna beat Nico by 3 scores. Nico, I'm joking. I know y'all for the clip that I'm joking, Nico. Long text me that.
Listen, I think it'll be a close
if y'all
game.
Play first, if y'all play first, I'm gonna ask, can I go live for that game? Just because, why not? No. I'm gonna ask the clock running to go live. Let me rephrase that.
Yes, sir.
I'm a backpedal. Yeah. I just realized we're working 5 days. No, I'm not doing that shit. I'm gonna ask the clock running. Clock running and go live.
So Law, what's the final score in that game?
I'm gonna say 21-20 us. I think we just get one more extra point than them.
All right.
Okay.
We're talking about fives non-contact.
Yes.
Yeah.
Only format that matters now, for the record.
Yeah, I like that.
My bad. I mean, there's more format.
Yeah.
But.
That's why. That's why we were chilling for air it out in Olympic. We were chilling, like we were just messing around. Not messing around, but in San Diego, we already won fives non-contact, and guys were not playing, and we had like one game. We had like five guys the whole game. We were just messing around. But yeah, fives non-contact is the division to win.
Yeah, we rephrase that. Thank you, sir. What lost it?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay. Well, and that's why, to bring you back to the list, that's why Shrooms is number one, right? Because they've, in this year, not including Tampa, they've won the bigger tournaments. They've won fives. So, they won sevens also, seven screen. And some pretty big, yeah, like the seven screen bracket in San Antonio. That was a good bracket.
Yes, okay. It was. Shout out seven. Yes, it was. I got that. I had a conversation about that 2 years ago about I didn't give them enough love. So, yes, it was. That was a really good turnout and really good teams.
It's the last time we've had seven.
Jacob?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think someone else should be number one over Shrooms?
Not right now. No.
Law, do you agree? Disagree? No?
Curry Bomber should be one if you ask him.
Yeah, I think Shrooms is the best team. No. I'm not super biased that.
I think they're the best team in the world? Or they're the best team on the list or the best team right now?
Based on that criteria, that's for me, based on the criteria that's given, they're the best team right now. I don't disagree with that.
So essentially, New Orleans to San Diego, just those tournaments.
Yeah. For that, yes. For those tournaments, yes. Best team in the world, you know what I'm saying. For that, but I give you the list, though. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and football, and to be fair, football and finance was a lot of. It was like the YTG Texas kind of.
It was basically that team. Watch them. Yeah, it was interesting to watch because. One tournament, it would be a one group. Another tournament, it'd be, they kind of rotate a little bit.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
But it was Rello at quarterback most.
Consistently, yeah. Yeah.
Lefty. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Shout out. So, Law, anytime I bring somebody on from the West Coast, I do want to ask this. If you go anywhere in the East, and I know the West Coast doesn't generally travel East, outside of Tampa, but there's zero respect for West Coast teams, and it's always been that way. Now, even in Tampa, Ronan beating YTG in the Air It Out Championship in the muddy ground on Sunday, there wasn't really even a lot of respect given for that. So what do you think has to happen for the West Coast to finally get some respect wherever they go?
It's just hard to travel, right? It's hard to get teams from the West Coast to go to the East Coast because it just costs a lot of money. I think that's the biggest thing. Like, there's really good West Coast teams. Like, New Dynasty is a great West Coast team. Ronin's a good West Coast team. Curry's a good West Coast team. And I think all three of those can match up with any of those East Coast teams. Do you guys disagree?
Mm-hmm.
No.
But I think what does match up?
Go ahead, Jacob.
I was going to say, I think this year's actually been pretty balanced as far as West Coast, East Coast tournaments. So, I mean, there hasn't been necessarily a necessity to travel. You've had a fair amount. I mean, we've been Vegas twice.
Yep.
San Diego, Denver.
Yep.
You can count Texas. That's kind of centralized.
It is us. That's West Coast us. Shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's you're crossing the Mississippi. But I mean, like East Coast, we've had New Orleans, Richmond, or Ocean City. You've had several, and you got a couple more Boston. That are still coming up. Boston. Yeah, I mean, like there's been plenty of opportunities for them to play. You know, and it's not necessarily trying to get one to the other. I think this will. You almost have a good regional setup right now to kind of rank off of regions to go into Worlds.
Yeah.
So
I agree with that. I also think that whenever a Florida team shows up, we win some shit. So no matter where we go, I'm gonna say we on that just because you know West State I love, but. I love that the West Coast teams have gotten stronger because 2 years ago in Oregon, I only went to hang out with Long. I went to work also, but I didn't care about anybody else in the West Coast. I didn't know you guys. But now with, you know, it used to be the only thing we worried about, not worried about, but talked about was the Curry Bombers. But now with the Bears and Dynasty, one of my favorite teams, Ronin, the Trojans, like, I know all these guys by name now. One, because we're on the West Coast about four times a year. Shout out Jacob being black. But, and Lance, I mean, Ant with his damn cream cheese on his Philly cheesesteaks, but we go to the West Coast more than we are East sometimes, it feels like. So they've definitely stepped their game up. Now, we are still the in the streets, whenever somebody say they won, what we always get is who all was there for no matter where it is. And, like, were there any Florida teams there? Not saying Florida's the be-all, end-all, but when you win in your region and some of our guys are there, it makes it even bigger for me, at least.
Yeah. No, for sure. And I do think that, you know, looking at the team list for Arlington, it looks a little bit like a mini Tampa. Those are divisions. Yeah.
You got some good comp there. I'm actually pretty excited about that. I'm more excited. My guy Declan hit me up tonight. He will be buying his plane ticket. He's going to be in Arlington for 3 days with us.
Yeah, ain't going to be in the building.
I'm trying to hitch a ride with Infinite Flag when they drive down.
How you think going from Pennsylvania here and Ohio up here makes sense for them to go up down?
Bro, literally, I want you to look at a map, okay? All right.
I just had to tell you what the capital of California was earlier.
This is Pennsylvania.
What did you just draw?
This is Ohio. Okay.
Is that a gun?
All they would have to do is do that.
Instead of just going straight down.
Yeah. I mean, they could go this way, but
this feels like picture pages. Remember that show, Picture Pages? Time to get your pencils. My boy drew a whole gun.
He did. And I tried to tell us that's a state.
Hey, that's the closest I can come to one, you know? So.
Good Lord.
Oh, man. Well, hey, the final thing, I got to bring it up because there was like a video that got posted that's got like 70,000 views. It's just clear. I don't know why this happened. When Air It Out came around, immediately everyone was like, log him back. When Air It Out came around, immediately everyone tried to make it be like Gauntlet. And, you know, players were starting to say, oh, you can't take a snap under center. The pass has to cross the line of scrimmage. Things like that. So, Jacob, can you just clear up in that video? We won't talk about the thing downfield because you can't really see what happened from Law's terrible angle that he was at. But can you talk to us about the forward pass scenario with it getting batted?
Yeah, so when a defender bats a pass like that, anybody's eligible to catch it. It's fair game. They're not as soon as the quarterback throws the ball, once the ball leaves that person's hands and it's touched and they're no longer the first person to touch, it's legal. So as soon as the rusher, I forget what his name was, but as soon as Ant throws the pass, ball's batted, and the rusher starts celebrating, you know, I talked to Ant afterwards, and he was just like, he was looking, he was like, I wasn't even sure if I could catch it. He said, but I did and just took off. He said, let's just see what happens. And, you know, one of the most heads-up plays I've ever seen, especially with the given the magnitude of that play. That was it. You know, barring a penalty on the defense, that was going to be all we got to see. So for him to catch it, take off the way he did, you know, hindsight 2020, I was like, you know, do you look left? And he was like, no. He said, I just looked right and saw I was going to have to split those guys and took off. But he almost made it. I think even talking about the play downfield, had his foot not came down and then him lunge forward, I think you would have had a contact call. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not in Lance's. I'm not in the wonderful mind of the LDL. But as soon as he lunged forward, he loses it with a dive. You know, I saw I saw Law's video. I saw Cruz got a good video of it. I think.
Yeah, that video broke my group chat. For the record, that video broke a whole ref group chat. So.
Yeah. I think Ernie got a video of it. Somebody else got a video of it. There's a few of them circulating, and every video shows me the same thing that Lance saw. So Lance got it 100% right. It's a super heads up play by Ant. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, can't let it come down to that.
Yeah, and this was a longest yard scenario, right? Because it was a semis, yes. And it was a third overtime.
We were in the third overtime. I think they exchanged. I think. Law, correct me if I'm wrong, they both scored on one overtime, and then they both didn't score on the second, or vice versa, and then we got to the third, and we said, longest play. So, yeah, it was a hell of a
game.
Yeah, I think they scored on both extra points.
Okay, so they did both score on extra points. That's, yeah. And neither one of them wanted to go for two to put the nail in the coffin, but
that's what broke my group chats for the record. Just so everybody,
yeah. I'd like to ask Ant. I'd like to ask Ant if he would like next time if he'd go for two instead of for one for the win. If he'd go for two for the win instead of one for the tie.
What are you guys doing in here?
Longest yard. I wonder if he would change it.
What would you guys do?
I think you always go for two.
Coop, you going for two?
You know, we room together. You know, I'm almost cut this thing. I'm trying after last weekend, I'm trying to refrain from using the word I used a lot. But if you believe in your team, I ain't going to say it. I ain't going to put pressure on anybody. Let me rephrase that. I believe in our teams. So we ain't got time to be going second and third overtimes and longest yards. And if you go for one, we're going for two. That's it. Columbus get with an X. If we get the ball first, depending on how many more formats we're playing, we might go for two off rip. It just make you go for two to end the game. So we're not going to go for one, so you can go for two. If we get the ball first, we have to do it. Let's get our 2 point. If you stop us and then you got to go for one, cool. But if you get the ball first, which we want, you go for one, we want for two, and get up. We ain't got time to be going three for overtimes, and we got that stuff to do. So I'm not really big on long yard. I like going for two.
Yeah, I agree. What's your guys' thoughts on not having the third overtime being longest yard? I think longest yard is terrible. I hate it. I think it's stupid.
So, generally, I agree. However, from a tournament perspective, we can't be in like a quarterfinal game and be at eight overtimes because nobody can score. You got to have something to break that tie and break that momentum.
What about semis? Adding semis to it, though.
I still think that's – I mean, I don't know. I think it depends on the situation. You know, I heard that there was one in Tampa this past year that didn't do that. not going to name names, not going to say who did what, when, where, why, or how. And it's okay, because I don't care, honestly. And it didn't, you know, wasn't to a detriment of the tournament. But, you know, if it's a round of 16 game, we're not doing that. We're going to keep things moving. You got to keep things moving. You can't get stuck and be at, you know, overtime number 12 because Wall can't complete a 5-yard pass. God, it would have been so much better if he wasn't using a Nokia phone.
I know, it's terrible.
My boy got a flip phone.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, he's
turned
he's
Snake struggling. Off and
Yeah, I mean, I lost back when I was playing, I lost a championship game in fives on a longest yard, and it was because my quarterback had been playing amazing, calling all the plays from the huddle the whole tournament. We were good, and we get into the huddle for the longest yard part of the overtime, and a bonehead receiver says, "I can beat this dude one-on-one. Give me a stop and go." He dropped the pass wide open.
I'd have beat him up.
So then
he did beat him.
So the other team literally just had to get 1 yard.
It sucks.
So, like Jacob said, it sucks.
I'd have beat him up.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Come down to that.
Yeah. Thankfully we won fours later that day, but yeah, we could have walked away a clean sweep. But
yeah, losing on longest yard stings. You never that's something like that. And it's a lot of football games, but I've won a lot and I've lost some, but the one I lost on the longest yard was the youth game, but never forget it. I wasn't coaching though, but yeah, that losing like that sucks.
Yeah.
This is why you just go for
two. Yeah, so so the final thing, Unc, I just want to bring up, I don't know how much time you spent in the contact field, but I just know West Coast-wise, when Sixes contact is mentioned, a lot of teams sign up for it, maybe, you know, just because they're used to playing Sixes, they like it. Do you feel like the Sixes contact bracket was solid this year in San Diego?
I do, because I love that format. I got the ref Sixes. It was the first time in Minnesota, yes?
Yep.
And I was like a blind squirrel out there. I didn't know what was going on. I was ducking. I kept asking him, "Hey, do I call this?" He was like, "Nope." So I love that format, though. When it's good football, I love it. Now, when it's bad football, when you're in the same spot the entire game, you can't get 3 or 4 yards, it sucks. But I feel like all the Sixes contact that I've seen so far on the West Coast, especially when the Bears play and even the Philly team that was there, it's really good. I love that format. When the guys care about it and they're actually skilled players that, you know, you can get off a jam or if you can win on a block. I love seeing New Dynasty play Sixes because, you know what I'm saying, DK and Juvenet, they get active. They block. And they set up their stuff. They slide their line. Like, that's the closest you're going to – not closest because I know there's eights and nines. Don't be disrespectful, but that's the closest you can get. You know what I'm saying? Not closest for me at least, because I ain't, you know, I'm a little bit scared of eye contact. But when they slide the line and stuff, it's pretty cool to me.
Yeah, for sure. And just, I mean, looking at it, Silk Sonic won. That's a veteran team in Southern California, but they've just recently, over the last year or so, you know, started traveling. Going to Vegas and things like that. So, but I think you described exactly what they have. They got athletes that can get out of a jam. That, you know, maybe one or two big guys, but I have a feeling their roster was made up of, you know, generally just athletes.
And honestly, like looking at the bracket, I know at one point, I think I walked up during the championship game and we were kind of in and out. We were doing some other stuff that afternoon. But I looked at the bracket that Coop had and I said, "This is the championship game?" And he was like, "Yeah." I said, "There's a lot of upsets on this bracket. You know, New Dynasty wasn't in the championship game. Bombs over Baghdad, not in the championship game. Those are usual contact teams that we're used to seeing. Friends, not in the championship game. You know, it was Silk Sonic, and I forget who the other team was, but it was a team we didn't normally recognize.
Yeah, who was cool to see. I don't remember who it was now, but
I can't off the top of my head either. But it was cool to see, like, new faces being successful in a format that we're not used to seeing them. So.
Yeah, and I do feel like, though.
I thought something was going to get blown out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised. When did New Dynasty lose?
Semis.
Oh, okay.
Did they play Bandana or did they play Friends? they lost to Friends, but it was a good game. And Friends
it was Friends in the championship. That's right.
Like four targets. Yep. Friends beat Dynasty, but they got the ball back with like 20 seconds left. And they worked the ball down the field, and it was a fourth down bang bang play. But there was a roughing the passer before that, which I still don't understand why that happened. The ref made the right call. I don't understand why that. That's my problem with contact. Not problem. I gotta stop using that word. That's my, what's the word I'm looking for? That's my shortcoming with contact. It's third and probably 15 yards to score, and there's no reason to blow him up. There's no reason to make that. You know, I call it a Carolina. Just let that play go. It's now fourth and goal from the 15, but. When you blow him up, and then it was legit. Like, it wasn't one of those, like, you know, I know I get caught, like, cheapy stuff. Like, he got it. He got his money's worth. But apparently in contact, you know, if somebody talks a little bit, you're supposed to go touch him. I get it. But when you're playing to go to the championship game, that's tough. Because a lot of times I feel like it's a hit made just to be a hit. And, like, you blow somebody up just to blow him up. Well, you could have made a flag football play there, which I don't know. People don't want me to use that term, but not a non-contact flag football play, but just a regular flag football play there. The ball's thrown away. Your DB's playing pretty good. But why blow him up there is the problem that I have with contact. That's for the next show. Not problem, the shortcoming. That's for the next show. I don't want to get off in the rabbit hole. But that's the only thing. I used to say for years, contact flag football isn't flag because anybody, you know, knucklehead can just go tackle somebody. But do you have the skills to make somebody miss this and that? But that was one of the plays that me and my brother argued about for 2 hours today because he was like, yeah, I would have hit him too. I was like, yeah, because you played nine man your whole life and you can't play flag football. So, I mean, we argued on the phone. I wouldn't say that to his face for the record, but that's just my shortcoming with it. But I love sixes when it's good football now. And I know five is better. I just say I love sixes because I can actually ref six contact. Fives, it's a whole new world. Cause
yeah. It's bully ball. Tiger Media on YouTube said BOB and Optimum Nutrition are who lost in the semis. So
that's
B-O-B
right.
BOB dropped four touchdowns. I hope PJ sees that. Talk to his receivers and they got a jug machine because they legit dropped four touchdowns for the record. My bad.
That was the other team that surprised me. Optimum Nutrition not in it. BOB, New Dynasty didn't make it out of the quarters.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, they lost the friends.
I mean, I don't know. It, like I said, it's good to see more teams getting involved. Hopefully, this gets Silk Sonic to Worlds, and you know, we can put them in that bracket and see how they do. Because that's still a juggernaut. That was still a pretty stout contact bracket. Be interesting to see how they do with some of the East Coast teams.
Yeah, I stayed over there to watch them because there was Jacob told me like there's some really good teams over there. So I stayed over there, hung out. You know, I called it the hood with those four fields because I wanted to see Dynasty, I wanted to see Silk, I wanted to see BOB, I wanted to see Friends because Friends has the Florida player, my nephew Matthew. So like, I wanted to see those guys play. And hell, Shark City has a kid from Jacksonville also, but they didn't play contact. But that on the bracket looked pretty cool with you know all those West Coast teams that you know get active. So
right.
Now I would love to see East Coast versus West Coast. Six is not five, not bully ball. I would love to see us East Coast versus West Coast, six contact, you know, like a round robin tournament.
Yeah,
maybe
cool.
In Kansas City.
Yeah, because ultimately, I mean, I think we've always said this, the East Coast doesn't really see an interest in six contact.
Not really, right now.
I was told that was, I can't say what it is, my marketing. Yeah, what you just said, I'm going to say what they told me about it, but I want the format to be full, but they told me how they feel about it. Which is what started the whole group chat.
Yeah, it's kind of like if they're bored and they want to sign up for something else, they will. But they're not really there. I mean,
that's right. What they said though. That's what they said. We ain't got nothing else to do. We'll just get some rec. Yeah. So not rec format, but they call it rec when you just go play a format that's just for the hell of it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Jacob, you think that New Dynasty is struggling, kind of finding their rhythm? Now that they're putting more focus into new contact, like, are they losing their contact because they're playing more non-contact?
I think I mean, you can see where the focus is.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
I think you can see where the focus is right now, and that's okay. You know, I think they're definitely working, you know, getting in a rhythm with Non, with Olympic. They're doing, you know, they're just moving forward. And I think that's just a time thing too, you know? So yes. I think they're always going to be a good contact team. But I definitely think, you know, you could think also the fact that's three long days. They didn't play five contact. They played
Olympic instead.
They played fours. They played Olympic and then air it out. And then for their fifth format, they came and played sixes. That's a lot of football. It's a lot of football. So, I mean, tacking all that on, you know, if you wanted your focus to be sixes, you know, I think you don't play all of those. But then again, just because your team's not signed up doesn't mean the players aren't going to be signed up. So, who knows? It could be a completely different story if sixes was the first format of the weekend.
I think it's tough when you have one quarterback. That's tough when you only got main quarterback.
Yep.
For a team with that many players, that's why I offered up to Nick. I was like, one tournament where I'm not working. I want maybe in 2026. I want to do what just for one format, what dynasty, and I want to bring two players to that team. So that way, if they decide to go do Olympic or air it out, and big boy ball is playing, they'll still have another somebody else to throw the ball, or both of those kids throw the ball at the same time. Because if two formats playing at the same time, you got to choose. That makes it hard on. You know, the team, the quarterback, and the captain. So it's tough when you only got one, you know, one arm to throw for multiple formats.
And
games are getting bigger, and there's more opportunity to do more things in flag football, contact, non-contact. You know, 2028 right around the corner. So if you want to be seen, you could be seen in contact also. But I just think if Nick can get one more arm, not to replace Ann at all. For the record, there's no replacement hand, but one more arm to help. If you want to play multiple formats, get somebody else that can throw a little bit just in case. So if you play Olympic instead of five contact, you know your muscle can still play under your brand,
right?
As PC as possible.
Yeah, and
I'm gonna go to West Coast.
and you said it. What happens in sixes contact a lot is. In both contexts, is the quarterbacks get completely taken out. You know, I saw it in Tampa last year. The Bears were beaten. I think it was Hard Target. They were up on Hard Target, and Hard Target they put some D-line guys in that hadn't played yet, and they put a hurting on Artie, and it changed the game. So. Yeah, you know,
that pisses me off. Help me understand something. And I didn't mean to cut you off, I'm sorry. That makes me my face itch. My daughter's in the car, the only reason why I'm not swearing or saying Monica. How is that? What the fuck? How is that? I saw it in San Diego. I'm not gonna say what team it was, but these Monicas was up like 9 and they put in 3 ants. I'm talking about tatted. My boy had a poo shiesty on. I'm watching. I was like, why did they do that? He hit the quarterback 3 straight plays and took the penalty. That's not – what are we doing? Yeah. Now, I'm not disrespecting Camel City at all. Don't inbox me. I know how you get down. I know – what's it called? Blowing them up or whatever the stupid rule they have. But why – how is that a thing? Like, how is that – I'm going to just run through the quarterback's face. Just take that 15. Like, he's going to learn what it is. That's not flag football. I know in football, somebody talks. You know what I'm saying? You can get him or whatever, but – they hit that young man 3 straight plays and just gave him first and goal. Like, all right, have at it. That's crazy work to me. Sorry, I'm got my soapbox.
It's all good. Yeah. I've always looked at it like fouling somebody in basketball. If I'm going to foul you, you're going to earn it. Hey, are you out of the car?
I am home and on Wi-Fi now.
Nice.
Can we start this whole thing over? Can we start over?
Yeah,
another hour and a half. No, my mobile hotspot dies in 5 minutes.
I was gonna say.
No, I'll tell you this, man. When I was, because I played D-line, and if there was a quarterback that was, you know, that was doing too good, I'd start every time I went in for the flag, I would punch him in the hip as hard as possible.
Jesus Christ. That's terrible.
What are we doing, bro? What is that, Max Crosby? What? You gonna shank somebody? That's not flag football. I look at my daughter in the car. I swear to God, I would just. This man just said out loud, I would go punch him in the hip.
And what prison league was this?
No, it's contact.
Mean machine. Mean machine.
How? And it's not crazy. The first time I've heard that. That's what makes my stomach hurt. I talked to somebody from Carolina Legion, and they were explaining to me on the second play of the game, no matter what, I'm going to get a short quarterback, I'm hitting it with my shoulder, no matter what. And I was like, boy, that's not a – what? That's your plan? It was like, for football, for flag football, your plan is to rush no matter where the play goes and just hit the quarterback. Hell yeah. I said, you'll get jumped. And Florida said, well, we'll just play. I said, Jesus Christ. All right, well, I didn't get into the conversation right there. Like, I like strategies and defense, you know, speed. But, yeah, that's crazy work for the record.
Jacob, is that your guys' fault?
What do you mean my guys' fault?
Like, is that a thing, like, in your area that's a normal thing?
I mean, kind of. I mean, if I pop, I mean, I'm not punching. No, not punching. But, like.
Watch OJ. Watch OJ put the glove on. Go ahead.
They put a shoulder into somebody. I mean, you know, what's a 15-yard penalty?
What's the difference? What's the difference?
This man runs the league. This man runs the biggest contact league in the world.
That is crazy.
That's SEC. And he smiles. Look how he smiles. You mentioned contact and pain. Look how much him and Ann are smiling right now. That's crazy. They're so excited about murdering people. Bully ball.
Hey, you know what? In eighth contact, it was even better because when you punch somebody in the hip, the triple threat was falling out. So you got a sack, too.
Fisher Price flags, man. Awful.
Do you guys remember when we used to have the debate about triple threat and poppers?
People still have that debate.
No.
I live in Florida, so I want to plead the fifth on this.
It's still a thing.
I plead the fifth on this ass right now about poppers or triple threat. I love shrooms, and I know what they were in sevens and now Sunday league. So.
But you can put three poppers. You can put three poppers on if you want three.
It's even worse.
Nah, they still use triple threat here. They still use triple threat flags here for sevens. Girls high school. Girls high school and Florida flag football rules, they still use triple threat.
Yeah, a lot do.
My Colorado eighth poppers still use triple threat. And they've made it clear they're never gonna change the poppers.
Florida said the same thing. The Florida rules.
I can't pull.
It's like spitting in somebody's face if you ask them to use poppers. Now in my tournament, I'm USA flag sanctioned, so I may get you some poppers of God bless, but my seven stuff, but we use seven Florida rules, but we use poppers. But triple threat is still king here for seven, 707 and Nursa.
And you can order them right from Hasbro.
Yeah.
For the record, all the high school coaches I'm gonna see tomorrow, that was Jacob being black, Carolina. It wasn't me. Go Bucks.
Oh, man. All right. Well, guys, I appreciate both of you guys talking about San Diego. Law Unc. We're going to let you guys go, and me and Jacob will wrap up the show. But truly, guys, you guys are two of the best in the game. Law Unc, both of y'all have been doing crazy amounts of content. And then what you guys have brought to the actual field, playing, GM, all that stuff. I want to give both y'all flowers. I want to give you guys so much respect because the game of flag football is not where it is if it wasn't guys like you. So I appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Honestly, I appreciate you, family. Give y'all a shout out to you for the podcast.
Yeah, thank you guys for having a top three podcast.
Oh, boy. Sign me out. I'll hang up.
That's a compliment. No, top three. It could be one, two, or three, however you want to swing it.
Bro, who's numbers don't lie.
That's what I want to know. Hold on. Who's
numbers don't lie, bro.
Hold on.
I'm not arguing at all. Yeah, I'm giving you props.
gave us flowers and then you throw mud. Damn it. How do I
hate No. I'm giving blessings.
Here we go. Oh, we got Neapolitan ice cream given out, and here you go back to chocolate.
Are you on another top three? You want another top
this
three?
Why you yeah. got, who's, this is why you got sure.
Just say who number three is. That's all I want to know. Who's number three?
I'll tell you top three. Players Corner Podcast, Players Corner Podcast, Players Corner Podcast. Jesus Christ. Okay. No. I mean, hold on. Clock's running.
Who's number three? Who's number three?
No, I'm just messing around.
I want to know who's number three.
There is no rankings. It's, everyone's giving back to the community.
Bro, and his wife. Fam.
I got one. I'll answer it. Y'all ready? Dylon.
I think it's Dylan. Nope.
All right, plug your spots real quick before y'all hop off.
Shout out to Clocks Running. Appreciate you guys.
Your spots. You're already here.
We're United Sports.
Give them a rip.
United Sports tournaments, leagues, Show You Right Zone, tournaments, leagues. Clocks Running, Players Corner Podcast, Unk Apparel. What else did I miss?
Unk TV, and we're good.
There you go.
TV, Unk Refs, all of it. Appreciate you guys both. Y'all be good.
All right, family.
See you guys.
See
you. Later. Oh, man. Hey, and YouTube's been active tonight. We've had a lot of comments on YouTube Live. So that's been cool. I don't know about Instagram and Facebook, but
I didn't see anything on there. I think it doesn't share till afterwards, but it's all good.
I got you. Hey, final thing. I'm going to make this quick, but you know I got to go around the globe.
See, why don't we just do a whole other episode about all this? That's a lot to talk about. We can unpack all that if you want.
I would love to. You know I want to.
Well, we can talk about it next week. I was going to say, there's more than we don't need to give that 2 minutes and then just jump off.
Okay. All right. That's what I like to hear. That makes me so excited for next week.
Good. So just take a chill pill and we'll talk next. We see the shirt. that's right. Awesome.
Cool. Well, Jacob, tell everybody where we're at.
You can find us everywhere. You can find us. I can't breathe. I'm sorry. You can find us on Apple Music. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on Pandora. Those are the three big places to check us out. You can see us if you want to see our ugly mugs and see us make fun of Law all night. You can find us on YouTube. We're on Facebook Live, Instagram Live. MySpace, YourSpace, Twitter, Snapchat, probably on Postmates, DoorDash, Uber Eats. You know, we're everywhere.
I like that.
You know, your side chick's Tinder probably has a picture of Ant. It's fine. You know, it's not me. We're everywhere though, so check us out. We got some dope merch. If you ordered merch, the shipment comes in tomorrow. Bad news: I'm going out of town tomorrow, so I'll get that shipped first thing next week. But get that shipped to you guys personally. So hang tight for me. I do have the confirmation that it is coming. It'll be here tomorrow. But we'll put another order in at the end of the month. We'll get some more sweet gear. You can get this dope shirt I've got here with the Chill Ref guy. A lot of people in San Diego loved it. You saw Greg and his ugly mug repping the fire freaking ref shirts that we got. Those are going to be great for the fall line. We got all sorts of stuff though. We got beanies when it gets cold. We got sombreros for when it gets hot. We got shorts for leg day. We got joggers for arm day. So, I mean, you let us know what you need. We got it.
That's amazing. I love that. And thank you. And bear with us, though, because of the changing financial world, tariffs have kind of increased our prices a little bit. So bear with us.
In case you didn't know, guys, I had to put some tariffs in place. Pakistan is going to pay. Everybody's going to pay. All right. So listen, Clocks Running Podcast, you will pay my tariffs.
So we are, yeah, we'll probably have to adjust our prices just a hair, not much. But work with us. We'll get you guys set up. It won't be so detrimental. You won't feel the power of the orange beam, or feel it.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I don't. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, that being said, Jacob, I appreciate you. I'm glad you're back home in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And you got a little bit of free time. You're going on vacation, right?
Yeah, man. I'm actually going to Mexico tomorrow.
There we go. What part of Mexico are you going?
Cozumel. We'll be in Cozumel. So long weekend. Nice. Okay. Miss's birthday. So we're going to enjoy a little bit of time.
There you go. We'll kick your feet up. Make sure you send some feet pics and well, regardless, man, have a good vacation, and we'll be back next week.
Appreciate it. See you guys. Clock's running. Clocked out. Boom.